Your mornings are more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Good way to wake up.
On Star Winner 2.5.
We are back with comedian D.L. Hughley on the phone with us. He's going to be at the Funny Bone Friday, Saturday, 270-2100, funnybonedm.com for reservations. I know you don't shy away from controversy, and you have some thoughts on teachers and guns.
Like, they want to give teachers guns. I think before you get teachers guns, you should give them a range, because it's so insane. They have to sell that gun just to be able to afford to take a vacation. So
I found out this somewhat encouraging. I'm glad to see the whole country's now ready to finally spend money on schools.
Right. Yes. Yeah. There we go.
I noticed if you give somebody making $29,000 a gun, she's going to use it to rob you.
The PTO did really well this year.
I know, it's a crazy, just a crazy time we live in.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Florida wanted, like Florida wouldn't even talk about banning assault weapons. They wanted to ban porn. And I don't understand it, because an assault weapon can go off dozens of rounds, and fire dozens of rounds in a minute. Well, as I know, a man can just fire once an hour. So,
Yeah, and that's the young ones.
Right.
Right.
Then the other one's Old Faithful once a year. So it's
right. A musket. I only wish I could get a bump stock for that.
I went to see Black Panther. It was a great movie. I love Black Panther. You know, but I think if a black man should have a superpower, it'd be the ability to make the police believe them.
Speaking of which, you have a book coming out this summer that kind of gets into that, don't you?
Yeah, it's called How to Not Get Shot and Other Advice from White People. Because every time there's something, well, it'll tell you how to dress and how to wear your hair and what music to listen to and what car to drive and how to comply and how to move into a neighborhood without drawing too much suspicion. It's very funny. And it came from, actually, I was on Megyn Kelly one time after the Philando Castile shooting, and she was like, well, if they just wouldn't reply, so if people would just comply and do what the officer said. So I figured since, you know, I'm pretty much experts at everything. I take their advice and we put it in a book and see how it works.
There you go.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not as much an indictment on the side of you as an ironic look at the kind of, like when people make these suggestions, it's not to change anything. It's so it looks like they're trying to do something. It's like an effort. So you don't actually want to. Nothing that we suggest is actually meant to do anything. It's just meant to make it look like we are attempting to do something. Like what John Wood say, never confuse activity with accomplishment. And I think that's a bit of what it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It avoids the real issues.
Right.
Yeah. So I think when you saw what happened, like even giving teachers guns, you saw those Parkland policemen. Four of them waited outside, and they, you know. So even if you train people, that doesn't mean they're going. Self-preservation is something, you know. Yeah. Nobody, they can train you to do anything, but I think you can't have a country, you know, that when you walk in, you can't buy two packs of Sudafed, but you can buy all the rifles you want.
Yeah.
I don't get out.
I don't get it.
One, they assume that if you try to buy more than two packs of Sudafed, the assumption automatically is that you give it to use it for illicit purposes. You don't have a soul. You couldn't just be sick.
Right.
You can't have a family of sick people. You got to be making meth. But if you buy dozens of rifles, I don't know what the point is.
Yeah.
They'll think anything about it. So it's funny.
It is funny. You're right. D.L. Hughley, Funny Bone this weekend, 270-2100, funnybonedm.com. He's there Friday and Saturday night. If you got friends in town, whatever, go out and see him. Should be a great show. And you mentioned the book coming out this summer. What else you want everybody to know about, D.L.?
Well, we have a new Netflix special that we shoot May 11th called Contrarian. We'll shoot that at the Merriam Theater, and that'll be out, I guess, pretty shortly. So it's the first special I've done for Netflix. I've done them at HBO and Showtime, but I don't know the schedule, but I'm really excited. And so we'll shoot that May 11th.
Very good. Right, D.L. Hughley. Thank you, D.L.
Great.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.